Good morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Mark Zarkowski, who's a winner of the Baltimore Social Innovation Journal. Mark, welcome to the show. I'm really interested in talking to you about Carroll Park, Mount Clair, and maybe just start off by telling us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, thanks, David. I do mostly urban design freelance work and illustrations, so I'm always interested in drawing up ideas for new insertions into the urban fabric. And Carroll Park seemed like the perfect place to start because it seemed so underutilized and not reaching its full potential, unlike a lot of Baltimore's other grand historic parks.
What got you interested in Carroll Park and the mansion?
Well, Jerry and I first proposed redoing the Druid Park Lake Drive south of Druid Hill Park, and then we realized that there's another underutilized asset, Carroll Park itself, not just one edge of a park, but an entire park itself, that could be better connected to a neighborhood. And while Pigtown towards the southeast enjoys ready access to the neighborhood, Mount Clair towards the north really doesn't. That first mile road corridor really separates the neighborhood from the park. And the sad thing is that the closer you get to the park, the more crumbling the houses are, so you get to a zone of utter desolation right on the edge of the park.
Yeah,
which is very unusual considering it's kind of an inversion of the usual park edge situation.
And what you're talking about doing is improving the crossing and opening up the access of the Mount Clair neighborhood
to
Carroll Park.
So all the north-south streets would extend right down to the park and to a new parkfront street that ran right along the edge of the park, a new parkfront avenue, I should say, that would run parallel to the railroad tracks right along the edge of the park.
And just simply make an appropriate crossing across the railroad tracks between Carroll Park and Mount Clair neighborhood, which wouldn't cost a lot of money at all.
Right. What Jerry and I suggested was to extend Fulton Avenue right up to the mansion itself as a first step, and that would give the Mount Clair neighborhood its first focal point.
What would that do, in your opinion, towards the for the property values of the Mount Clair neighborhood?
Ah, good question. Right now, of course, the property value, there's absolutely no benefit from being adjacent to the park, which is very, as we mentioned earlier, it's very unusual. Usually, properties adjacent to a park manage to have, there's a very stabilizing value, whereas right now, of course, because of this configuration, there isn't. But if you did extend the streets in phases, that would, for the first time ever, provide a park for properties to have a stabilizing anchor, the park itself, which right now they don't have.
And there must be a huge difference in the property values in Pigtown, for example, relative to the property values in the Mount Clair neighborhood.
Right. We haven't done a comparison. And I should point out that it wouldn't be a silver bullet. Pigtown residents will, of course, mention all the problems that their neighborhood still has to deal with and is still slowly overcoming. But we think that it would at least provide a tool, an anchoring tool for Mount Clair. It wouldn't, of course, we don't intend to present this as a fix-all, but it will at least provide a means, an anchor, an access.
Well, Mark, thank you for joining me today. I really appreciate it, and I really appreciate the creativity and the ideas and the simplicity of the strategy that you've put forward.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
For more information on this Baltimore Social Innovation Journal winner, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.